We have spoken to you before about the seeds that have been planted underneath the chaos that your planet has fallen into. And what we want to tell you now is that there has been great growth in those seeds. So opportunities are going to rise in unexpected places. We cannot emphasize that enough, because the entire landscape is changing. The places where you will find something new and positive for your betterment, for your growth, may not be in obvious places. So keep your field open to good coming to you from unexpected sources in perhaps different ways. This was bound to happen because there is not a way to go back to the old patterning. It is being trampled underfoot in every direction and in practically every aspect of your cultural life. There's also the thing that is difficult to deal with, which is to see those who have aligned themselves with anger and negativity. And we know that you are seeing it and feeling it because it exists in many, many places. You cannot deal with that directly because anger and negativity are closed positions. So you might feel the need once in a while to offer something positive. We would suggest that you keep your own energy. When you see that is going on, withdraw your energy from it. Do not take your energy to it. Now, there's going to be, a revolution among the negative. And you need to have as much distance from it as you can, because you're not a part of it and you do not need to enter into it. But do not be surprised when this happens, because evil and anger always turn on themselves. They try to control the world, and when they cannot, then they try to control each other, and they cannot do that either. So we don't want you to be alarmed by that, but rather understand that this is a way huge chunks of what is dark are being broken down and will ultimately be removed. It does not mean they do not do damage in the meantime, but that is what is coming up. This is where it goes. So do not enter the battlefield. The battlefield is going to turn on itself, and you must stay with the light and use your encouragement for those who are growing the seeds of this wonderful harvest, which you will be harvesting yourself before too very long. So we leave that with you to keep in mind and to think about. So begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth rise up, come into your body, and begin to free your root so that it is not in any way constricted. Feel the rising into the second center, where shame and judgment are moved out of your body. Feel the rise in the solar plexus, where the painful emotions that may have caught in your body are now letting go and are leaving your body. feel the cleansing for the heart, for any hurt that needs to be cleansed, for any anger that needs to be released. Let this cleansing energy move it from your heart. Feel the cleansing energy come into your throat, and let that cleansing energy remove any harshness that you may have spoken to yourself or others. Feel the cleansing come to your third eye, and let it wash the third eye clear, so that what you intuit is more powerful and clearer than it was before. Feel the cleansing energy wash through your crown, so that the crown is open and able to receive the energy of the universe. Now begin to feel your energy rising through the clarity and cleansing of the chakra systems. Come into the crown and leave the crown for the night sky and the beauty in the night sky. Allow yourself to feel the vastness and the perfect balance that exists in this universe and in the other universes you have not yet known about. And see a path open in the sky. Feel the brightness of it and allow yourself to step onto that path and let the path take you upward, forward. Know that you are coming to the place where your teacher resides and waits for you, welcoming. Go to that place. Take your time with the teacher. when you've spoken with the teacher, thank the teacher and allow the teacher to give you a gift. Thank the teacher and receive the teacher's blessing. Know that the path is filled with blessings and the air is filled with the brilliance of light that enables purification and growth. And as you walk down, breathe in all of it. Allow yourself time in the night sky to move, to breathe, to release. Come back toward your circle, and when you are above the circle, find as a service a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.